so good to see you today. This is such a special day. On the calendar, it says it is Palm Sunday. So we are going to be talking about Palm Sunday. You know, in the story of Palm Sunday, there's a lot of highs and a lot of lows. And really, it reminds me that life is very unpredictable. You know, you might be doing great. You're coasting along. And then, boom! Something happens. You're sick, or you have to move, or you have trouble in school, or, I don't know, your pet dies. Man, all of a sudden, you just don't feel good, do you? You're just depressed, and it's miserable. And then things start getting a little bit more normal. You're coasting along, and then you have a really, really good day, like, oh, it's your birthday, or you get to go to Six Flags, or you get a new pet. But it doesn't stay like that, does it? You know, it's really kind of like you can't always be happy, but you're not going to be always be sad either. It's kind of like a roller coaster. You know, if you've ever ridden a roller coaster, you can kind of inch your way up. It gets really high, then you drop down, and then you go around curves, and you flip. Predict what is going to happen, but there's one thing we can count on. God knows everything. God has made promises in his true book, the Bible, that he will be with us no matter what we go through. And that is what we're going to be talking about today, because God knows the very end of the story from the very beginning of time. He knows all about us and what we're going to face. And he says, don't worry, I will be with you always. Remember that. Hey, welcome back. We're going to do our scripture memory verse right now. So go get your Bible, go get a pencil or pen and a piece of paper, and meet me back right here. And push pause. Okay, hopefully you have your Bible, your pen and paper. We're going to find our scripture memory verse in God's true book, the Bible. It is found in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And it's the last part of verse 20. So pause, find it, and underline that part. Okay. Hopefully you have it all underlined. We're going to say this scripture memory verse together. So on the count of three, say it with me. One, two, three. Matthew 28, 20. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Very good. Okay. So let's talk about this. Who do you think was saying this? Jesus. Who was he saying it to? He was saying it to his disciples and the people that followed him. He was saying this right before he went up into heaven. Now, what do you think is the really important thing he wants you to know in this verse? It's that promise that says, I am with you always. Jesus is with us always, no matter what. So, we're going to say it again. I'm going to count to three. We're going to do the address of the verse. And I want you to say it to the person next to you and say it to that person. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Matthew 28:20. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Good. Now, when we say this verse, I want you to say it with confidence. Like, you know that this is true. So, like, stand up, take a deep breath, and on 1, 2, 3, Matthew 28:20. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Good job. We're going to say it one more time. I want you to get it from your head into your heart. So this time when we do the I am with you always, I want you to say it really loud, but no screaming. You ready? On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Matthew 28:20. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
You know, some people live their life like it is a roll of the dice. It's by chance, instead of knowing that God is always in control. You know, God knows past, present, and future. Nothing is a surprise to God. But that determines your thought of how you go through your life. Are you going by chance? Or are you just waiting and listening and trusting in God? It would kind of be like these dice. Okay, I want to roll 2 fives. So I'm just going to, oh my gosh, look at this. You know, that didn't happen. I got a 6 and a 3. That would be pretty remarkable. Let's try it again. Let's look for anything that does a 7. Let's see what happens. Drop them dice. Oh my gosh, see, look. It didn't work out. 5 and a 3. That's chance. That's how, if you just live your life by whatever happens with the roll of the dice, you're just going to get what you get. But God has a plan for your life. He is in control. Always please remember that. Just remember that He can take our worst times and He can cause them to be our best times. So trust in God and things will always work out.
Hey guys, so I have 3 objects here today. I've got a magnifying glass, I've got binoculars, and I've got a telescope. With the magnifying glass, I can come in and see things up really close, like, looks like you might need to work on some of that nose hair. Yeah, it looks like that. Then I have binoculars, which I can see things that are kind of far away, like all the way down the street. Look at this. This person over there, looks like he's washing his car with hand sanitizer and toilet paper. Can you see that? Look at that. That's weird. Next thing we have is a telescope. And what we can do here is we can actually see the stars. We can see the moon. We can see planets. It's so neat. And look at that. It is confirmed. The moon is not made out of cheese. Look at that. Wow. So pretty. You know, this reminds me of God. One of the things is that He sees everything. He sees things near. He sees things far. He sees things in the past. He sees things in the future. The wonderful thing is He knows everything. He knows how it's all going to end. He knows it from the beginning. He knew you before you were even born. He even knew me before I was born, and that was a long time ago. He knows all of these things. And the cool thing is He already has a plan for every single situation that we're going to be in. The good things, the bad things. He always promises that He will never leave you. He will never leave me. He will never forsake you. He will never forsake me. He's going to be with us in the highs. He's going to be with us in the lows. He's going to be with us in the highs. He's going to be with us in the lows. He's going to be with us in all of those situations. The wonderful thing about God is He loves you. He has a plan. None of these things that are going on right now, none of the things that are going on in the world are going to stop the way He wants to live with you and wants to plan your life for you so that you'll have the best life. And then whenever you get to be with Him, it'll be an amazing reunion. It'll be a time of rejoicing. God is so good and He loves you.
Hi guys, Miss Lois here. And again, I'm ready to tell you another Bible story. Now go get your Bibles and open up and go to John chapter 11. We're going to do that whole chapter. And then we're also going to do Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 44. We're going to do them right one after the other. So go ahead and read it. And when you're done, come back and sit down and listen while I tell you the story. Okay, here we go. I'm going to tell you the story. A man named Lazarus was very sick. He was so sick that his sister sent word to Jesus, and they said, "Lord, our brother is very sick." Now, Jesus loved Lazarus, and he also loved Mary and Martha, but he didn't leave for a couple of days. And at that time that he knew was right, he told the disciples, "Now let's journey to Judea and see Lazarus." Well, the disciples were not real excited about this. The last time they were in Judea, the people there tried to stone Jesus. So they were kind of afraid. But Jesus walked in the light of God, and he wasn't afraid. And he told them, "Lazarus is dead. And but for your sakes, I'm glad that I wasn't there. So now maybe you will believe." So they journeyed to Judea. Now Martha in Judea heard that Jesus was coming. He was near and almost there. So she left to go meet him. And she went out on the road and found him on the road. And she went up to him and said, "Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died." Well, when Jesus heard her say this, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die." Well, Mary also heard that Jesus was near and approaching him. So she got up and she went out to meet him as well. And there were people in her house who had come to mourn with her, and they followed her. And when she found Jesus, she was so sad and crying. And she fell at his feet saying, "Lord, Lord, if you would have been here, our brother wouldn't have died." Well, when Jesus heard her crying like that, and when he saw these people weeping, Jesus cried too. So Jesus was filled with compassion, and he went to the tomb where they had laid Lazarus. Now the tomb was a cave with a giant stone in front of it that held it. And he said, "Roll away the stone." Well, Martha came over, and Martha said, "But Jesus, he's been dead for 4 days. And Jesus told her, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God." So the people rolled away the stone, and Jesus looked up to heaven, and he prayed, "Father, I thank you that you hear me. You always hear me. But this is so that they will believe that you sent me." He looked at the tomb and he called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" And this man came out of the cave, and he was wrapped in his legs and his arms with bits of cloth, and his face and head was wrapped. And Jesus said, "Take the grave clothes off of him and let him go." And the people went over to him and they began to unwrap the hands and the feet and the cloth that was on his face. And it was Lazarus. And he was well and he was alive. Oh, many people that were there believed when they saw what Jesus had done. But there were some, like the Pharisees, who didn't believe. And they didn't want anybody to believe. They decided it was Jesus' life or theirs. And that very day they began to plan how they could kill him. Now Jesus, he knew this, and he stayed away waiting for this festival that was about to happen called Passover. And at Passover in Jerusalem, people from all over gather in the city to celebrate. And all these people were gathering for Passover, and guess what the talk of the town was? All these miracles that Jesus had done, how he had raised Lazarus from the dead, and they were looking for him and expecting him to come. But the Pharisees were looking for him too. They were looking for him to arrest him. So Jesus stayed where he was. Now the story continues in Luke 19. Now it was time for Jesus to go into Jerusalem. So he sent two disciples on ahead. And he said, "Go into this village and you're going to find a colt tied in a certain place. And it's a colt that no one's ever ridden. And you untie it and bring it to me. And if anyone there says, 'What are you doing?' you tell them the Lord has need of it." So these two disciples went into the town and they found everything just like Jesus had told them. And they brought this colt to Jesus. And they took their own coats and put it on the back of this colt. And Jesus got on that colt and he began to ride into the town. And as he approached the town and people saw him, they began to shout and yell, "There's Jesus, it's Jesus!" And they begin to say things like, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They were expecting Jesus to be their king. They were expecting Jesus to free them from the Roman rule. But Jesus, as he went into the town and he could see the city stretched out before him, he began to cry. And he said, if you would have only known what would bring you peace, but you didn't recognize it when God visited you.
So in the two stories that Lois just shared with us about Palm Sunday and the things that happened before Palm Sunday, we learned about Lazarus. You know, this was a pretty low time for Jesus and his disciples because Lazarus, Jesus' very close friend, had died. Did Jesus know he was going to die? Yes, he did. But do you know what the Bible says? That he was so cared for Lazarus and was so concerned that he cried. He wept. You know, the disciples didn't know what Jesus knew. Even though Jesus cried and grieved over Lazarus, Jesus knew what was coming next. Jesus knew that Lazarus would be raised from the dead. Mary and Martha didn't know that, but Jesus did. It was a real low, and then it became a real high, because when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, everyone was shocked and was rejoicing. As a matter of fact, the neighbors, the villages around got so excited that it became a real high. And they started a parade for Jesus. I mean, it was so exciting. They climbed trees and cut down palm branches and they shouted and they sang and they danced. And everyone, well, they even threw their coats on the ground for that donkey to walk on. And everyone was shouting. They thought Jesus was going to be their king. I mean, if he could raise the dead or heal the lame or give sight to the blind or feed 5,000, couldn't he conquer the soldiers of Rome? Couldn't he destroy them and rescue the Israelites, the Jewish people, from the tyranny of Rome? But Jesus knew what was going to happen. You know, the people didn't understand. They thought Jesus was going to be their king and their rescuer. But Jesus knew that just in a few short days, one of his best friends was going to betray him. He knew that in just a few short days, he would have to stand before Pilate. He would be whipped. He would be tortured. He would be hung on a cross. And he knew that he had to do that because that was the only way to take care of our sin problem. That was the only way that we could get right with God. And Jesus knew that the moment he took on our sin, God would have to hide his face because he is a perfect God who cannot have sin. Jesus knew what was ahead. So he went from low to high to very low. But Jesus knew what was coming next. He knew that he wasn't going to stay dead. He knew that Satan wasn't going to win this one because he knew what was coming 3 days after he died. He knew that God would raise him from the dead. You know what? Jesus knows everything. He knows the very end of our life from the very beginning. Before you were born, he knew all about you. He knows when we're going to die. He knows where we're going to live. He knows who we're going to marry. He knows everything about us. He knows what we're going to face. He knows about this coronavirus. He knows everything. But the thing is, he promised no matter what you go through, he is going to be with you always. That means if you're sick, he's there with you. If you're happy, he's there with you. No matter what you are going through, Jesus made that promise in his true book, the Bible. And it is my prayer today that you hold on to that and believe it no matter what happens. Because Jesus knows the end from the very beginning.
keeper of the day and the night, holder of the sun in the sky. You command the waters and the wind. There's not one thing you're not greater than. Greater than the mountain that's in front of me. You are greater. You're so much greater. Greater than the power of the enemy. You are greater. You're so much greater. Faithful over all of my days. God above the storms that I face. My hope is in your name and nothing less. There's not one thing you're not greater than. Greater than the mountain that's in front of me. You are greater. You're so much greater. Greater than the power of the enemy. You are greater. You're so much greater.
For I'm convinced that neither death,
nor life,
nor angels,
nor principalities,
nor things present,
nor things to come,
nor powers,
nor depth,
nor height,
nor any created thing,
nor anything else in all creation,
nor coronavirus,
nor disease,
will be able to separate us,
from the love of God,
which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Romans 8, 38 and 39.
No guilt, no shame. No sin, no stain. He's greater than the great I am. No fear, no grave. No other name. He's greater than the great I am. No guilt, no shame. No sin, no stain. He's greater than the great I am. No fear, no grave. No other name. He's greater than the great I am. No guilt, no shame. No sin, no stain. He's greater. Greater than the mountain that's in front of me. You are greater. You're so much greater. Greater than the power of the enemy. You are greater. You're so much greater. Greater than the mountain that's in front of me. You are greater. You're so much greater. Greater than the power of the enemy. You are greater.
Hey, I hope you learned so much today. You know, we're at that point of the kids' church lesson where we have to kind of make a decision on if we're going to believe God's word or not, if we're going to accept Jesus and his gift to us. And so I'm going to lead us in a prayer. And then when I'm done, I'd like you to do a little assignment on the paper and the pencil that I had you get. So close your eyes for a minute so you're not distracted, and pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for everything you did to take away my sins. Thank you that you knew what you were going to face, and you did it anyway. So now I'm telling you that I need you, and I need to know you with my whole heart. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my fears. I give you everything I have. In your holy name, amen. Okay, get out that paper, and what I would like you to write in big, bold letters at the top of the paper is the part of our memory verse that says, I am with you always. And then when you get that written, I would like for you to write down, just kind of brainstorm, where is Jesus with me? He's with me when I'm afraid. He's with me when I'm sad. He's with me when I'm doing chores. He's with me at bedtime. Just write, make a big long list. See who in your family can make the longest list. God bless you and have a wonderful week. Get ready because Easter is coming.